And my son has hair like rope. It's just this massive, and he's a teenager, so it's everywhere. And it's the this thing.
Right.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
And yeah, and my husband has the opposite issue. Let's just keep it like that.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he calls it a fade, I call it no hair. But that's okay, he's handsome. But my son has gotten the idea that this is how it works, and wait till he has to pay for it.
Right.
That's
a good bonding activity, though.
Oh, they have so much fun. Mm-hmm.
I do most of the hair cutting in our house.
Do you?
Yeah. Except for Matt. I won't touch Matt's head because he has hair like rope, and it shows every cut line.
Yeah.
Like, so if I start, I've got to finish, and I just keep going, and then he'll be bald. And he does have a lot of hair. So we tried it one time. I tried fixing somebody's mistakes one time, and I'll never do it again.
Yeah. I got out of that business after toddlerhood.
Yep.
All right. So you see that the top quote is for Rosie.
Okay.
Okay. I'll move the bottom one up for the next one.
Okay.
All right. Everyone have their phone on silent.
Am I saying?
You're not saying them.
Okay.
We are saying
I was
it
like,
for you.
Ooh. Okay.
I didn't practice a quote.
I was like, are we looking at something? Okay.
All right. So lots of smiles. We're on camera. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. We're recording, so whenever you're ready.
Okay, welcome back to Scrub In, powered by Bay Health. Tyler, how have you been?
I've been very well, very happy to be back for another episode.
Yeah, we missed you the last two
episodes.
I know,
I missed out, but they were lovely episodes. So.
Oh, well, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, they were.
Thank you. And what have you been up to? You look naturally tanned.
Oh, thank you. I actually just got back from Mexico on a nice vacation. So
check you out.
Yep, had to do a little bit of debriefing time and, you know, relaxation. So it was much, much needed.
I feel so bad for you.
I know. It's terrible.
Yeah. And how was the weather when you came back here to Delaware?
Actually, it was beautiful.
Okay.
So we've had a very nice past few days. So I've kind of got like a little extended taste of summertime. Mm.
Yeah.
And now the trees are starting to bloom. It's a beautiful time of year.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And you came back. We did Nurse on the Run here at Bay Health.
Did.
I'm going to put a little plug in for that. So we had a race that ended up with over 200 people that registered and supported professional development for our nurses here at Bay Health.
Yes.
And it was a beautiful weekend for that.
Yeah,
so,
it was.
Yeah.
Very beautiful weekend. A little windy, but very beautiful nonetheless.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And our next cause here at Bay Health, which I'm super excited about, we're going to talk about today with Rosie Worster, our chief nursing executive here at Bay Health, is Go Red for Women. So the American Heart Association Go Red for Women. So we have Rosie with us. Welcome.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi.
Welcome
thank
back.
You. It's a thrill to be back here with both of you and talking about something that is really important to me. So thank you for the invitation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now, before we get started, we always start with a quote. And so today's quote is from Maya Angelou. When women take care of their health, they become their own best friend.
Mm.
I like that.
Oh, it's one of the best.
And yes. That How works so well with our message that we've had going for Go Red for Women.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about Go Red.
Well, let me start with the very beginning. Go Red for Women was initiated because women experience heart disease and stroke differently. Mm-hmm. And you may not know this, but 500,000 women each year are affected by heart disease and stroke.
Wow.
That's a very large number.
Yes.
And with that, the American Heart Association recognizes that women really have unique needs.
Mm-hmm.
They have unique presentations of heart disease and stroke, and went with initiatives very specifically for women. So that's where Go Red came from. And what is special about Go Red for Women is it really has a lot of steam. You can say Go Red for Women anywhere in the country and people will understand and make the connection. This is for women. This is for heart disease and stroke.
Yes.
And I found that myself. Interesting also, guys, is that this is the 100th year for the American Heart Association, right? The centennial celebration.
It's a big year.
And it is a big year, and the American Heart Association really is everywhere doing wonderful things to raise awareness for heart disease, but also has initiatives in place so that to mitigate heart disease and stroke.
Yeah.
Also, it is the 20th anniversary of Go Red for Women here in the state of Delaware. So,
wow,
for me to be connected as the chairperson for this year's Go Red for Women campaign is extra special because it's really celebrating milestones also.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm also on your team. So not only am I a podcast host, but I am also on your team. And we have a wonderful team of women that are helping to raise awareness and plan. We have an even larger team of people that are behind the scenes planning the events. And not only do we have the Go Red for Women event, but then there's also the STEM Goes Red event, which will be the day before, where we bring in high school students.
Oh, that's great.
Let me break it down for you, Sarah. Yeah. The theme of this year's campaign is across the ages, through time. So this is the second year for the STEM Goes Red, and we're inviting high school students from all over the state to a very special day where they can put their hands on all things science, technology, engineering, math, and really have that exposure. And we know that high school girls will be impacted, right? They'll call back in their memory on this day that we're arranging for them, for their experiences to say, you know, I'm aware, or how can I help? Or I know, and we weave heart disease, of course, heart disease and stroke prevention into that. Does this come up for me later? Oh, hey, I remember. Or better yet, why don't I consider a career in STEM technology? The chairperson for our STEM Goes Red, her name is Marsha Auld Saunders. She is a tech guru.
She's awesome.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And really going to make a difference, an impact in those girls. I'm excited for it.
You know what I think is so interesting is, so women's health, cardiovascular research is really in its infancy. So most of what we know about cardiovascular health is based on research in men. We know that. We have started moving in that direction. But another barrier that we have to women's research is we don't have a lot of female researchers. We don't have a lot of women in STEM jobs. There is still a discrepancy in the number of women to men that work in those STEM careers. And so how wonderful is it that we're starting this pipeline and this program to get girls excited about STEM careers so that hopefully we can bring it full circle and some of them become cardiovascular health researchers in women.
This is a huge point, Sarah. And one of the pieces that was important to me in the leader teams, and you know this because you're a part of it, I'm glad that you are, is bringing women together who can mentor other women.
Yeah.
Mentor girls, and connecting with them in high school is really important. It's a really, it's an impressionable age, right?
Yeah.
It's a very sensitive age for young girls.
Indeed. And it gives them a break outside of the walls of their high school.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, I don't want to endorse high school. However, it can be challenging. It's hard.
Yeah.
And this gives them an opportunity. Something that's happening, though, in our group is we have a team of women who are scientists, researchers, physicians, nurses, and we're having this undercurrent of women caring for women. We're also coming through with the value and importance of self-care. You were talking about your trip, Tyler, and I was thinking, I'm thrilled that you took a step away, recharge, refresh.
Absolutely.
Your tan is gorgeous. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And that's critical. And to be able to highlight and raise awareness for that is really important. So
absolutely.
Yeah, doing great things. And if I may, Sarah, you are an important part of this for a number of reasons.
I have said yes to maybe a few extra things.
Well, I'm so glad this yes was on your agenda. But could I ask you to share a little bit of your story, and then I'll share with you how I sort of got connected to Go Red? Is that okay?
Sure, that'd be great. So yes, I am helping with STEM Goes Red by bringing the Sim Center to our event. We'll have all a number of our equipment and things like that at the STEM Goes Red event. And then I am also a model for the fashion show the day after that, which I had to send measurements and full-length photos for that, so I'm not sure how that's going to all work out, but I'm doing that. But the reason I'm so passionate about it this year in particular is because, as many of you know, I lost my mom this year. And actually, my red in my outfit right now, for those of you who can't see, is a red scarf, and it was one of my mom's scarves. That was her accessory. She wore a scarf with everything. Even in the middle of the summer, the woman had cotton scarves. So, and so when I went through her house after the fact and had to clean out everything, I took all the scarves because she had not only so many, but she also had a number of really close girlfriends that also found value in these, and so I've been slowly giving important ones to friends of hers for different reasons. So so when I was trying to figure out what to wear red with my usual scrubs, I thought, oh, I'm sure my mom has a red scarf. She only had one that didn't have Santa Claus on it, so that's the one I'm wearing. But I wanted to wear red in honor of her because back in June, I was very busy in the Sim Center and all of a sudden got a call from my stepbrother, who I've never received a call from ever, that my mom had just gone to the hospital and she was unconscious and they didn't know what had happened. And it turns out she had had a brain aneurysm, and they were able to fly her to a wonderful hospital. She was at Albany Medical Center in New York, and they flew her there. She was able to have surgery for her brain aneurysm. She came out of the surgery well, but what we also discovered the day of her surgery, the nurse and I noticed that her heart rhythm had changed from pre-surgery to post, and she had had a heart attack at some point during that day that she had surgery. And after that, they did some testing, and they discovered that her heart was only pumping at 35%.
Wow.
And that she had a massive clot in her heart. And so they decided to treat the clot, and because they treated the clot, she ended up having more bleeding in her brain, and they had to put in a second drain, and she never came back after that. And after keeping her alive for a couple of weeks, we finally had to start making some decisions. And really what it came down to was we could wait for her brain to heal, but she'd still have a broken heart. We could treat her heart and we could hurt her brain. All of this comes from cardiovascular health.
That's right.
So absolutely. Her aneurysm, her heart attack, it all came from her cardiovascular health. And she worked really hard to take care of herself. And she hiked. In fact, she had been hiking a few days before all of this happened. The only symptoms that we can possibly pin down was that she was a little tired, but she was also 76 and busy.
Right,
so,
right.
But she was always somebody who took care of everyone else around her before herself. And so that is the message that I'm going with this year, is that we really do need to take care of ourselves and each other, and recognize subtle symptoms of, of changes to our cardiovascular health, and not to let them wait, because you just never know what could happen.
Absolutely. So with Go Red for Women, you definitely have a true personal connection with that.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing your story, and I've heard it a couple of times, and I still find it inspiring each time I hear it, because it's the making connections. And when we talk about the raising of awareness, many of us have a someone really important to us that we think of when we think of heart disease and stroke prevention.
Yeah.
And the theme for Go Red for Women being through the ages is critical, because you're describing your mother, and I have a daughter, and we have aunts, we have we have grandmothers, we have sisters, and all of those things in between. And it's critical at each at each sort of life milestone to be talking about heart disease and stroke.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad to share that story. It's a hard story. Mm-hmm. But again, it really resonates with why I became connected.
Yeah.
I have been so wonderfully influenced by women in my life. I'm inspired by my daughter who just turned 18 last week. And yes.
Congratulations.
And thank you. We've all made it and we will all continue to make it. She is, she's actually a weightlifter. She's a CrossFitter.
Wow.
And she is learning early to take care of her body, to listen to her body, to rest when I need to, but really to be caring for the physical pieces of her, of herself. And I have a mother who is 81. She would die if she knew I said that. But she is also inspiring to me because she has done things to take care of herself. And now it's my turn to sort of help her.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you about some other influences that have occurred in this Go Red for Women. The people that I have intersected across my career. And, you know, when you think of the theory of scrub in, right? We're talking about the why behind the scrubs. I've had some amazing mentors. And the point I'd like to make with you here is that we can ask our colleagues to be a part of the cause.
Yeah.
I was invited by a mentor of mine. Her name is Barbara. She is someone that I worked with previously. And she invited me probably 10 or 12 years ago to a Go Red for Women event. And I thought, wow, this is this organization is really making an impact. Barbara was making an impact. She made an impression on me. So I got involved. And I've made some lifelong friends in being connected with this organization and been able to make an impact in the lives of women. So it's really been a fun sort of loop for me.
Yeah.
I certainly intend to stay connected for a long, long time. And just really enjoying the campaign as it's been going.
Yeah.
And how inspiring is that for a leader of this organization to demonstrate that commitment through, you know, your personal connections as well as your mentors?
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I've brought you a gift.
Oh,
can I give you a gift?
Yes.
Always.
We love gifts.
Okay. So I have bracelets for both of you.
Thank you.
And you can see I'm wearing mine. They are red. They spell the word heart.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just outward symbols of support, impact, awareness, reminder. And I've donated in each of your names for your bracelet today.
So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Very much.
And if local folks are looking for these bracelets, where might they find them?
Great question. Great question. Thank you. You can find them in our Bay Health retail pharmacies. They are right on the counter as you're checking out. You can just kind of add that to checking out. And you could also stop in the administrative offices at both the Sussex campus and Kent.
Okay.
And we will hook you up.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
You know, talking about women's stories, I have found through our team that we're on, everybody has a really deep connection to Go Red for Women in different ways. We have one member who has had a heart attack herself and survived, and so did her sister, and that and she loves sharing that story, and she is so inspiring. We have physicians. We have a neurologist that that has joined our team, and she sees women on a regular basis that have either had some sort of effect from, you know, like a stroke or something like that. We have an ER doc on our team. We just have such, it's just so cool to hear these different stories and why cardiovascular health in women is so important to all of these people. And I can't wait to see the big event because I've actually never been to a Go Red event.
So fun.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And you've got a front row seat, Sarah. Really. You're not only
like on the stage.
Not only will you be there, you will be front and center.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's very inspiring. And, you know, I think one of the inspiring pieces about the event is that you're immersed in the stories.
Yes.
You're hearing the story of, I was caring for my aunt or my grandmother this or a family friend. And it's very inspiring. It also makes the connection to impact. Where does, how does the campaign move? And then what is the actual impact? So for example, we're hoping to sponsor AED kits.
Yeah.
Right? For various high schools, mm-hmm. various sports facilities, right? Mm-hmm. That's sort of the loop closure mm-hmm. for the impact. And it will be very exciting. You will not be disappointed, I assure you.
I love that you mentioned the AED kits, because yes, we are going to be donating mm-hmm. AED kits to different high school groups. As part of the STEM Grows Red Day, we're going to have a number of CPR simulators ready to go, and we're going to have our high school students not only learn hands-only CPR, but also race against each other to see who has the most effective form of CPR. So it's not just how fast, mm-hmm. but it does actually, the company that makes those simulators does a really cool program where they all link together by Bluetooth, and we have these little ambulances that go across the screen, and,
so cool.
and we do a race. We've done wow. it with a couple different groups, so I'm really excited because we're going to do a big group together and do it up on stage for mm-hmm. the high school students, and that will be memorable.
What
that
an
will,
excellent experience for
that those will younger. Get them That's... thinking about it, and it'll link to these AEDs that they're going to mm-hmm. get, and they'll be able to put all the pieces together. So if somebody went down in their high school, they would know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Impact.
Yes.
Impact. That yes. word really sticks with me. How are we closing the loop to create impact? And mm-hmm. this is one of the ways that you see it so clearly.
Yeah.
You know, I reflect often. I think I said this in our last podcast. I love being a nurse. Mm-hmm. I love being a nurse.
Yes.
And very committed to my profession. It is, it's a call to caring.
Yeah.
And this Go Red for Women is really about care. And it's being compelled, and it gives an avenue to care that is on this huge spectrum of ways that we as nurses can care and make an right. impact.
Yeah.
This is one of those ways, again, where it doesn't necessarily rise to the surface immediately, right? Mm-hmm. Because
right.
we're thinking face-to-face
right.
care,
bedside.
Or that's right, mm-hmm. or population health, or let me, connect with this particular group of individuals and impact their lives, their health. Go Red for Women is something, it's important to me to get the word out, because it's just another way to apply that compelling to care as a nurse.
Yeah.
So it really hits all the buttons for me. It feels very good, and the impact is important.
Yeah. Well, we are getting close to the end of our time.
Oh, gosh,
I know.
You guys are fast.
I'm just so glad you were able to come onto the podcast, and thank you also for inviting me to be a part of your team as well. Is there anything else that you want to share?
Well, I think yes. There always is.
Okay. Right?
There's always something.
We're giving you a forum, and so please tell
yeah,
us.
Well, and particularly when we talk about not just ways to impact, not just the campaign of Go Red for Women, think about the people that you intersect every day, and the people that you love, and the people that love you. Mm-hmm. You know, when we started the Go Red for Women campaign this year, we began with think of the people closest to you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who do you know that needs to hear the message? Because the campaign comes behind that.
Mm-hmm.
The real gold is in sharing the message mm-hmm. so that you can impact someone's life, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I went and I talked with my daughter and her girlfriends. What are you doing to take care mm-hmm. of yourself?
Oh, I love that.
My mom's really social, right? Lunch bunch.
Yes.
Mom, how are we talking to the lunch bunch ladies?
Yes.
You know, they're all in their 80s and having a ball. What are we talking about? About health and wellness.
Yeah.
Cardiac health. Vascular health. Mm-hmm. So I guess my ask is think of the people who are closest to you and do not wait to share that message.
Yep. Mom,
share
if you're listening, message. This one's right. for you.
Right. Yes. And it's critical, Tyler, mm-hmm. really. The, sometimes we feel a way about the words that are not spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Take the opportunity to speak them. And this is a great opening topic to be able to talk with your loved ones about.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler, we didn't hear your story necessarily, but do you have a woman in your life that's,
oh, yes,
that's important to you?
Obviously, my mom is probably the most important person to me in this world. So
awesome.
having this discussion, it really makes me think, you know, I want her to be able to take care of herself and have all the tools that she needs to. So this message speaks directly to her and also to my grandmother, too. They're both nurses. My grandmother's retired now.
Both Bay Health, retired nurses,
Yep, they've both been to Bay Health, or been working for Bay Health, but I really just want them to hear this message and, you know, continue to have those dialogues with each other.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yep.
I remember hearing your story, and you were really influenced both of them, both
absolutely.
Your mom and your grandmother.
Yep, if it weren't for either of those two individuals, I would not be seated here with you today.
Good.
So
that's awesome.
Yep.
Well, hopefully they listen to our podcast.
Oh, of
I hope
they're
fans of
yes,
the pod.
They are.
Yeah, and we spoke to them directly.
We did. We did.
Yeah. We did.
You better be listening.
Now, Rosie, if anybody wants, we want to raise awareness. We want the stories to be shared always, always, always. But if somebody did want to support financially, how would they do that and where would they go?
So the best way to do that is actually through the website, and we can share those details, I think, through.
We'll have that in the show notes.
Thank you, in the show notes. But I would say don't let the process hold you back. I love to be accessible. You can call me. You can call my office. You can connect. You'll see screensavers. You'll see QR codes throughout Bay Health. When you go to pick up your bracelet, there's a QR code there also that will connect you with direct donation. And you can always, the American Heart Association of Delaware, quick Google search will get you right to it.
Yes.
You can, if you're cruising around online, you can pick up hashtag GoRedForWomen and see, you'll be able to connect that way also. Okay. We're all over the socials, as you may know.
We are.
We
yes.
are, yep, we have Facebook posts. You know, that just gave my age away. But there are Facebook posts. There, we're on Insta and through LinkedIn.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Rosie. I appreciate you joining us today again, which was wonderful.
Yes.
It was nice to talk again.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. This is definitely my favorite podcast because we learn so much about each other.
Yes.
It's really wonderful. Mm-hmm. So it's an honor for me to be here with both of you today. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for continuing to inspire us.
Oh,
appreciate it.
My pleasure, Tyler.
Yes.
Thanks.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you.
I hope I didn't jump around too much when I talked to Tyler, but I was...